Hey, hi, this is Paul Slatkis, GNewsPlanet.tv. Let's talk planet. No, let's talk blue moon. Blue moon. All right, so we're here on 81st Street, looking up at the blue moon. And we have a good buddy over here who we just met. And he is taking out his telescope to be able to actually really get a heck of a great shot here. So this is very, very exciting. So let's see what's going to happen. Check this out. Nice and clear. Oh, clouds are coming in, but it's a temporary situation. We're going to be fine here. Well, what's your name, if you don't mind?
Craig Caruso.
Craig Caruso is preparing his wonderful telescope and focusing it in. And he was so kind to say, if you want to take a look, he had no idea I was going to do a videotape and broadcast this to the world. I actually could have gone live, but we're just going to be happy here. Look at it, all the guys from McAleer's. Jake's Dilemma. All right,
There wasn't my bag, I told you.
He's getting there. We like Jake's Dilemma.
Make sure you don't forget your bag and your gloves. No, I'm not looking at
them. A lot of great bars here. The Upper West Side is just so cool. New York.
Calibrate it?
Yeah. All right, we got some pros here talking calibration. It's like a microscope, but it's a telescope, and you got to, get a little here, a little there, get to the shot. But let me say something. It's about 2 degrees. It's one cold evening here. And let's get back to the blue moon.
No, I don't have it yet. Hold on.
Uh-oh. We have this guy's serious. He's doing it properly.
Okay.
Stay inside until the time is right. Oh, you'll freeze here. All right, well, perfection is the name of the game here. This is not a NASA broadcast. This is just a regular broadcast. I'm going to take the camera out. I'm going to put my bag down. And I'm going to take out our business card here of our Good News Planet. Okay. You got a lot. You don't have pressure on you. You've got everybody excited no matter what happens, whether we can see or not see.
I can't get it to
see. We can't see, though. We're walking up to the planetarium. And if they can't get it together, nobody can get it together.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah. That's the number one museum in the world.
Really?
More people go to the planetarium on our corner than any place in the United States.
Really?
The Hayden Planetarium right here on the corner.
I'll go there right now.
The Museum of Natural History.
I used to go there
on the corner. Number one museum in America.
We have to go.
I used to be able to go for free.
Definitely go. I wonder if they're doing this on tonight in the planetarium.
Is it going to be the best tomorrow night?
I don't know if it's even tonight.
We didn't realize that it was like about 45 minutes, but we wanted to see everything. So we were trying to track down every exhibit.
All right, the show is still happening here.
Yeah, let's go.
This is a nice thing. Look at this.
We missed the moment.
We're not watching television. We're out here with the real world.
Are you trying to find it?
No, I put it together when I was working. So normally it's
this. No, that's a degree.
That's what I'm saying. You're trying to take it.
Yeah, we're gonna take a hold up here.
Really fancy. Wouldn't
it be this? It's legit, man. It's just, you know what it is?
What is this?
I put it together when I was working. So you see what it does? It's like, so it has to be.
Yeah.
I have to like kind of.
Do you want us to hold it while you're?
Craig, right here. Craig.
Because even if it's a hair off.
Craig, you want to tighten this spot right here, right?
That doesn't tighten. That's a degree changer.
Oh, okay. Shit.
See, if you look through,
come back out when it's broken.
They have to understand when you do it.
Isn't this a spot
in out of focus?
When you do it, it's the, up top here.
Yeah.
But when you do it, it's the opposite of what you think because it's a mirror. So if you think it's 3 o'clock, it's 7 o'clock.
I just see it.
See where it gets brighter.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
So what's cool too, when you look at it, you can see like the ridges, like literally the topography of the room.
What's so nuts is that literally in the entire history of human existence, we've been looking at this fucking moon. And like now we can see the ridges, but every single time.
And now
time,
when there's power outages,
even
people call the police.
Happened,
the
Milky Way.
Oh yeah, there was that. There's trees of ice in the sky.
That's the star.
Yeah, see, I have no idea how to work your thing at all. But I got it like mostly on the white area. Just sit still, Moon, for like 5 seconds and stop moving.
I think we have to sit still.
The day the Earth sits still, sat still.
That was a famous movie. The day the Earth stands still. Stand still, right? I just watched King Kong.
The original King Kong.
The original, 1933.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you want to see a great King Kong with big production, watch the original King Kong.
The second one that they did, it wasn't bad.
Uh-huh.
But like, I feel like they.
I like all the King Kongs.
It was too much little CGI for me. But the
too
one
much who what where
CGI like computer.
Makes
sense. You know,
I was thinking in the old one they made big painted sets.
Yeah.
You know they would
they'd have great artists.
Yeah.
It was like the same thing as Godzilla.
Looked like claymation.
It was claymation, yeah. Right? It was like
it was all like
so show. Unbelievable.
Huh?
Paul, slap this.
Check this out, though.
Okay.
Just
I'm gonna. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my god, he had it. It went away, but you had it. I got it for a bit. No, I got it again. You know what? I gotta move around.
Look through it.
Wow. All right. No, I don't need to look. That's cool. I'm happy with this because I'm a producer. I don't gotta see. Hey, this is great. What's your name again?
Craig.
Craig, that was really kind of you.
Look.
This is beautiful. All right. Everybody look time.
Okay,
I love how Craig's just leaving his telescope out here.
Right.
Well, Desmond's out here.
Yeah,
so it's okay.
What y'all seeing inside the sky? Y'all seeing something?
Right there. Right there. You don't even have to touch it.
I got Rob.
I see God.
It's almost the whole thing.
Check it out. Don't touch it.
Where's my bike?
Where's my bike?
Where's my bike?
Y'all see something?
Yeah.
Is
it on the moon?
Where's my bike?
The moon.
Yeah, I saw you standing alone. 9 o'clock. So where's my bike at? Yeah, there's money. There's money.
All right, brother. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, buddy. My pleasure.
What did you say that was?
Yeah,
Craig, what did you say?
That's the Jupiter Saturn.
That's Jupiter?
The Jupiter or Saturn, I'm not sure.
Jupiter or Saturn.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's Mars?
That's insane.
You know, it takes 3 years to get to Mars.
18 months.
Oh, what are you talking? Really?
Yeah.
I know your stuff. I thought it was 3 years because my buddy went out to sea for 3 years to make the Mars Odyssey. Are you kidding me? That guy is Mars and that's Jupiter? I never saw that in my life. Jupiter and Mars? I never saw that. That is like mind boggling. I might have seen it. Nobody ever told me. That is more than mind-boggling.
Hole, but apparently it should look red tomorrow. Near the sunset.
Fantastic. Fantastic. What possessed you to do this, to get this telescope?
Oh, I've been obsessed with astronomy for a very long time.
It's not a gig, is it? Is it a job for you or just
no? No, it's just a personal thing. And one of the things that drives me crazy is people in New York City, they never really look up. And I was telling you before, in front of Luke's Lobster here on 80th and Amsterdam, I literally took this out. This is a $1,000 telescope. You don't have to spend that much money on it. But I saw Jupiter and four moons. At 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And you can always see things.
Uh-oh. Like you might have some more.
What's funny too is I bought a little step stool because last year when we blocked the entire intersection here with a couple hundred people.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's cool. A lot of kids and stoppers.
It wasn't as cold as it is now. That's why.
That's true, actually.
The moon from my bedroom window. Oh my God, how lucky can I be?